Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Yeah, Wednesday, yeah. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, don't forget to check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Or, if you, not or, but as well as that, you can follow me on Instagram, AndyGoldstein05. And then you can follow bits that we do on the show. Anyway, more on that later. Not more on that later. We begin, of course we do, with reaction to the Champions League action, where Super Frankie Lampard's Chelsea were hilariously dumped out by Real Madrid at the Bridge. Who would have thought that? Well, most of us. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
And Chelsea are out of Europe at the hands of Real Madrid for a second successive season. The big question is, when will they be back in Europe? Full time at Stamford Bridge is 2-0 to Real Madrid.
This is one thing. To get knocked out to the Real Madrid is one thing, but there's a bigger picture here. Where they are in the Premier League is just not good enough. You can get knocked out, you can lose. They created chances. If they were clinical in the first half, then it might have been different. That's not down to Frank Lampard. It's not even down to Graham Potter. It's down to the players that they've got. And I think they've got a squad that has been so bloated, but they've not got the people in the right position.
I think you probably saw why I picked the lineup, because we had big energy, big organisation, and the team caused Real Madrid a lot of problems. The only thing that was missing from our game was a goal. But we have really good chances to do that.
Havertz flicking it wide. James is ball in across the edge of the six-yard box. Cucurella! And it's saved by Thibaut Courtois.
At this level, when you're in the strong moments, the first half was a strong moment for us. This team can always give you problems in transition. Of course, a fantastic transition team amongst other things. Our game was exactly how I wanted it. One goal or two goals in that 60 minutes changes the face of it. We didn't do that. And at this level, they're so clinical that you saw the result. So I think the reality is at this level, we've been fortunate enough at Chelsea to have huge success for 20 years. Many, many clubs in the Premier League would dream of our success in Champions Leagues year after year, Premier League winners. So maybe if this is a year where we're not quite where we want to be, and I think there are probably reasons for the transition. I think a few years ago, we didn't make the Champions League for the following year, and Chelsea didn't win the Premier League the next year. So we can't be too short-term with it. I think there's obviously places that we want to improve as a club. And I think maybe the level of game tonight shows that, because we played a good game and then we lose. The end bit of being clinical and scoring is absolutely crucial, and that's something we need to address.
You're talking about, oh, we didn't take our chances. Oh, yeah, you know why I picked the team, because we had energy in the side and we had this and we had that. You didn't pick any players that score you goals and you're 2-0 down. What are you expecting to get out of a game when you've got players on a football pitch that can run around like eggless chickens but can't score? I mean, it's really not rocket science, is it? You've got goal scorers on the bench. You picked Conor Gallagher and Kante to play up front in a front three with Kai Havertz, who can't hit a barn door. I know they're not blessed with goal scorers at the moment, but don't come on and do an interview after the game saying, well, you know, we picked a team, we had loads of energy. Well, of course you got loads of energy. You're playing Real Madrid in the Champions League. What you should never stop running. You need players who are going to score you a goal.
Now, Man City travel to Bayern Munich, no one really knows, tonight as they look to make it through to the Champions League last four, a.k.a. semi-finals. It's live on TalkSport. The Citizens, no one calls them that, are already three goals clear after leg ooh. Here's Pep Guardiola. Guardiola, no one really cares. Looking ahead to the clash.
I've been here in Bayern Munich and I know the mentality of this club. It's in everywhere. in the Sebenstrasse is in the skin. And I know what they believe. They can do it. We believe too. So when you are in this type of clubs, and we are going to try to build this feeling that whatever happened, we can do it, like they have for the history they had in, they have in the past in this competition, and we are growing with that. So this worries. We are here in Munich against one of the most prestigious historical in this competition, more trophies, and I don't understand the situation that come here just to defend something. We come here to play one football game, 11 men against 11 men, that we try to do to better than the opponent in this specific game. If you think about just the result, or what we have to do or we have done in the past will be a big mistake for us. We have to do our game, and that as we talk these last days, and we prepare the game for that reason.
Now, Matchroom Sport Chief Barry Hearn has called on tougher punishments for protesters after the World Snooker Championships was targeted. A man wearing a Just Stop Oil t-shirt threw orange powder on one table. Calls in the match to be postponed. Hearn said sport does not deserve to be disrupted.
In these troubled times of energy prices, cost of living prices, oh, we've seen it, Laura, you've seen it mostly, up at the darts, for example. Mm-hmm. Just people having a good time, because you know what, this world is not a great place to be in, and we all need that little bit of distraction that sport gives us, a team to follow, an individual to follow. And of course, in snooker, we've got the great Ronnie O'Sullivan, you know, played okay first round. It wasn't stimulating. What a match he's got coming out. The same for Sal. There's no love lost there. And that's the sort of ingredients that make... We shouldn't be talking about some idiot doing something for 5 minutes for a bit of attention. We should be talking about much more important things. How do we inspire the next generation of sportsmen and women? We show them great events. Mm-hmm. We create great characters. We entertain. We make lifestyle changes. We change the lives of people through sport. And that's what we've got to be concentrating on. We mustn't get clouded by giving people publicity that they don't deserve.
And here's snooker player Joe Perry, Gentleman Joe they call him, who was playing as the protest took place, reacting to Monday night's incident.
I think they've upped security today, but, you know, what can you do? You know, these people, if they've got their heart set on doing something like this, it's very, very difficult to sort of prevent it. You know, I think you have to just take it as a one-off and move on, really. These people are determined to do what they've got to do. We had an option to play a few of the frames on table two after the Allen match finished, but we decided, it was a bit shook up, didn't know when that was going to finish, so we decided not to take that offer.
When you say you decided not to because you were a bit shook up, so both of you, you and Robert Milkins, were a little bit unnerved by it?
Yeah, it was all right, you know, but a little bit shaky. But the tournament director gave us the option of a few options of how we could, like, finish the match. And it was the fact that we didn't know when the Allen match was going to finish. So we didn't want to sit around waiting 2 hours, not knowing when we was going to play or not. So we decided, no, we'll just do the tonight and then the Thursday morning.
I mean, I don't know if you spoke to any of the other players, but is it a little bit apprehensive now? Are you a bit nervous about what could happen next potentially?
No, it's been like the talk of the sort of players' lounge today. You know, everyone's been chatting about it. No, it's unprecedented in snooker. It's nothing like this happened before. Snooker's really big at the minute with the World Championship going on. And no, I don't think none of us are like in real fear for our danger or anything like that.
Now, Dele Alli has returned to England from his loan spell in Turkey with Besiktas to undergo rehabilitation. He hasn't played since February and has also received criticism for his off-field behaviour. His first ever manager in professional football, Carl Robinson, told TalkSport that Alli still has passion for the sport.
Yes, he said that to me. So yes, he does. That's for him to figure out him as a person and him to accept maybe some of the consequences of some of the things that he's done. He is, mate, honestly, he was on, was it a Pepsi or Coca-Cola advert with like some Messi and Zidane and Beckham and him. I remember coming to London after Spurs, and one of the big billboards is big heads on it. And I just thought to myself, I remember being in Madrid and seeing a billboard with him. I just thought, this is just a little kid that I've known since he was 13, 14 years of age. And I do think over a period of time that we forgot that kid who loves playing football. And I had a go with Sam. We were doing it, me and Sam. I spoke to, it was Natalie's show the other week, and I said that he got dropped for England, and he said, I've seen the other side of Dele. I said, but if you were to put a game next to the game, you would have played in that game. He just loves football. What is fulfilment? Because at 18, winning the Young Player of the Year twice and scoring more goals than Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard under a certain age, that if you would have offered that to Dele at 13, 14 years of age, if his career stopped today and you put in front of him what he'd achieved, he probably would have gone, yes, 100%. The problem with that, Jim, is that his talent is way outweighing where he is right now. He should be way beyond this point. And we had so much hope and optimism, as we always do for any young player in our country when he sort of come to the forefront really quickly.
Now, Chelsea owner Todd Bowley has been criticised for entering the Blues dressing room after matches. Apparently, he was telling Raheem Sterling to get it into the last quarter for a touchdown. Anyway, excuse me. We'll hear from Darren Bent recalling the time Derby owner Mel Morris raged at his players after a game. But first, it's Jim White with Alex Cook and some news from the Chelsea ownership.
The message I get, is it fair or unfair for the ownership to pitch up in the home dressing room afterwards and to open dialogue with the players when things aren't going well? The message tells me, I don't know if it's fair or unfair. All we ask is that the players fight for the fans who invest their money, time and energy in the players. We care about winning, on and off the pitch.
I don't think there's any doubt about Todd Bowley's intentions. His heart is clearly in the right place. He's been a successful businessman. That's how he's raised the capital to complete the purchase of Chelsea in the first place. He obviously is a winner in business. He wants to be a winner on the football pitch. But I just don't think he's gone the right way about it. And I don't think bursting into the home dressing room after a defeat is going to help anybody. It's not going to help Frank Lampard. It's not going to help Bowley's reputation in the eyes of the players. We know that Bowley is very hands-on when it comes to the transfers. He appointed himself effectively sporting director last summer. Egg Barley, as I understand it, couldn't stay away from the training ground when Graham Potter was in situ. And I'm not sure that Graham Potter particularly welcomed his input. They've got not one but two co-sporting directors. I think whoever comes in is going to have to get a handle of this situation and say to Todd Bowley, I'll be your manager, particularly if they want an elite winner in the ilk of Julian Nagelsmann, but you guys, you need to stay away from the training ground, you need to stay out of the dressing room, you need to let me do the job that you've hired me to do.
Listen, it happened to me when I was at Derby County at the time, and we had an FA Cup game against Hartlepool on the Saturday. Now, Mel Morris has already booked the boys to go on like a mid-season training camp in Dubai, right? So, but we had to beat Hartlepool just because of the way we had Reading on the Tuesday and Hartlepool on the Saturday, but we had to beat Hartlepool because the way that the fixtures would have kind of come together, that we had a sustained amount of time off, so then he'd booked us to go to Dubai, so everyone was buzzing. So Paul Clements had already made changes for the game against Hartlepool. Anyway, we make hard work of it, by the way. Go 1-0 down, come back and win 2-1. Lads are buzzing.
We've won
2-1 against Hartlepool. Yeah. The lads are absolutely buzzing. So we know we're going to Dubai to train. We play Reading on the Tuesday and don't play well. We're not a great result. We draw. We don't get smashed. We draw 1-1, but it weren't a good team performance, weren't great. We come back in after the game. Mel Morris is in there just doing paces around the dressing room. As all the players got in, he just starts screaming like, what? That rubbish performance that was. This is a disgrace. You lot can forget about going to Dubai now. And like, just going ranting, going crazy. And like, it wasn't like we lost. We drew 1-1. But when, as I said, I think back now to that scenario, and I almost feel like because we had a good team then and we were going for promotion, he was more annoyed because he'd invested this money. We had to get promoted, and we know what happened to Derby when it comes to financial regulations, obviously afterwards. But he was just pacing around that dressing room, going absolutely ballistic while the manager just stood there. Didn't make us go to Dubai. He'd already booked it. Didn't let us go to Dubai. It was going honestly crazy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And here's the Wrexham FC Executive Director, Humphrey Kerr, revealing on the TalkSport Breakfast Show that owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob Rob love going into the dressing room after games.
One thing that we've tried to really foster at Wrexham is a relationship between the players and the management and the ownership and everybody, that we're all kind of in this together, we're all pulling in the same direction. And Rob and Ryan are never out of the dressing room, to be honest. And when they're over, they wait until after the game, but they are, still have the sort of giddy schoolboy thing. They can't believe they're allowed in there. I know that that kind of connection is one that they're really proud of, and we're really proud of, and we hope it makes it a fun place to come and play and a fun place to come and watch and generally a fun place to work, which I think is got to be a good thing.
Wrexham 3, Yeovil 0. One more win for Wrexham at home to Boreham Wood Saturday, and they're up.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. After us, of course, at 7. Build up to Bayern Munich against Man City. It's live on TalkSport. Champions League quarterfinal, second leg. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it to them. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.